This podcast is brought to you by lilybadcock.com and The Confidence Academy, giving you the confidence to be who you truly are. This is The Confidence Academy podcast. My name is Lily Badcock, and I am a transformational confidence coach, and I'm here with a message for you. The anxiety and overwhelm you've been experiencing is not something to be feared or avoided. It's also not something that gets to define who you are as a person. No matter who you are, no matter what your story is, I know that you get to live a life of fulfillment and joy. It's my absolute pleasure to bring this podcast series to you in collaboration with some phenomenal people from all over the world who have walked the same path as you. Together, we will share our stories, our challenges, and our triumphs, with the intention of helping you to see that it's possible for you too. Anxiety may be something you live with, but it doesn't get to define who you are or how you live your life. So stand by for some powerful conversations, deep realizations, and the occasional F-bomb. So get those headphones in if you're around sensitive ears, and stand by. This is going to be fun. Hello, you beautiful people, and welcome back to the show. This episode features the amazing Jocelyn Chong, who is a business and financial coach from Victoria all the way over in Australia. Now, if you've been listening for a while, then you'll know that I have a theory around money being one of the main channels through which our spiritual lessons come, health and relationships being the other two. Money has been such a feature in my life, and I've experienced being both very wealthy and extremely poor. I'm fascinated by money mindset, and I'm always happy to have a conversation about it, especially when it's with someone like Jocelyn, who has such powerful confidence around it. I really hope you love this conversation as much as we loved having it. And if you're inspired to take action as a result of listening to this, please come and let us know over in the Facebook group so we can continue to support you. And of course, if you know anyone who needs to hear this conversation, please feel free to share it with them too. Don't forget to join my mailing list if you'd like to receive my daily channel guidance, and do come and hang out with me over on Instagram and Clubhouse if you're over there yourself. I'll put the links in the show notes as always. That's all for now. It's time to get comfy and enjoy the conversation with Jocelyn Chong. Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It's Lily here, your lovely host, and I am here today. I'm joined by Jocelyn Chong, who is all the way over the other side of the world in Victoria, Australia. Jocelyn is a business and financial coach, so we're going to be talking all about how to be confident with money today. Jocelyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Lily. Thank you so much for your introduction. And I would love to have you as my introductor every time. And that would be so good.
I love it. I think we all need that. I've always wanted entrance music, you know, like the wrestlers have. I've always wanted that, like every time I walk in a room, I want there to play like a really great tune, so everybody knows it's me. But welcome to the show. Awesome. I'm so excited for this conversation because we cover so much on this show. Obviously, the show is called The Confidence Academy, so we are covering confidence in all areas of life. And a lot of the conversations on here of late have been of a more spiritual nature. I think I'll always bring it back to that just because that's my background. But what I love about this is today we're going to be talking about dun 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 money. And I think money is such a topic, isn't it? Because there are people in this world who obviously do very well with money. They have a lot of money. They feel confident with money. They manage money. They handle money. They talk about money. They deal with money. But I think there are a lot of people in the world who do not have that confidence. And I fall into that category. I would say I'm more confident now because over the years I've really recognized that as an area of my life that I wanted to improve, because I could feel that every single thing that seemed to hold me back seemed to come back to that. You know, whenever I couldn't do something or if ever I felt rubbish, it was always because of money at the root of it, because I couldn't get an experience I wanted to have, or I couldn't support myself in the way that I wanted to be supported. In the early days of my business, you know, I wanted to hire a coach. I didn't have the money. And I think money is given such power, right? And we give it so much power over our lives. And so many people feel powerless around it. So I think this is going to be a really hot topic. I'm already covered in goosebumps, which is a good sign. And I would love for you, first of all, to just let the people know who you are, what your background is, and how you help people in the world when it comes to money.
Thank you. So I have got 20 years in banking finance experience. So play with money, work with money, invest money for people for the last 20 years in the finance sector. And that has been a really, really insightful learning for myself and observing a lot of my clients, how they relate to money as a form of energy. I like to see money as a form of energy because it is that transaction, it is the exchange of your time, and then the money is given to you. So whether you work for 8 hours and someone can be paid $350,000, or you could work 8 hours and someone could be paid $80,000 per year, you still have that money exchange. To give you the background, I was educated in finance, accounting, and also my earliest exposure of money is actually from my grandparents. I was very privileged to grow up in an entrepreneurial family. So my grandfather has got a business in Malaysia, and we do actually import and export of canned goods. And I remember at a very, very early stage of my years that he taught me how to actually use coins to buy sweets. And he gave me 10 cents, and I remember I had to exchange that with 2 sugus. I don't know whether you know sugus, but it's like all those really soft chews and sweets that you can buy down the lolly shop. So that was my first very, very clear understanding of money exchange. And then my grandmother from my paternal side came to visit us every week. And I remember she gave me notes, and I was so unhappy because I didn't know what notes meant at the time. So I thought, that's terrible. I remembered I was so short, but I was looking up at her and she was like, that's your note. I'm like, she was giving me $10 in Malaysian currency. And I was like, oh, what the heck is this? I don't know what is this paper. And I remembered she came back to me a while later with a whole bag of coins. Mm. And then I lit up because I knew how I could use the coins. I wasn't taught how to use notes. And so why I brought up that story is because all of us have our money stories. And how far early are you exposed to money? You know, in this current day and climate, especially throughout the whole COVID system that I see the involvement of money, no child would be aware that money comes in notes and coins ever again because they see their parents tapped. Mm. And then payment is done. They get their groceries. They go online. The mom and dad click submit. Payment is done. All you need is, mom, can you give me that card with 16 numbers with, you know, black, gold, red card color, and I can actually exchange something online. They will not understand notes, how it look like, whether there's $10 notes, $50 notes, $100 notes. So I think the printing of currency itself will diminish with time. But that's a separate topic on a separate day. But coming back to the money energy and the money education part is that I think all of us had been exposed to money at some point in life. And then that then lead us to develop a relationship with money. What I mean by that is, what's your relationship with money? If I give you a $100 note and I were to ask you today, what is your relationship with money? What would you describe? Would you think that money is something that is going to give you hope and future? Or would you think that money is, you know, causing you drama, causing you discomfort? Or would you feel that you're trapped because of money, that you always have to fight for money? You always think that whenever you need money, you have to work so hard for money. So money comes in so many different forms and personalities for different people. And I like to actually narrow it down to three parts of personality. So the first one is that we have got the first personality, a spender. So whenever money comes in, we spend it. We find ways to spend it. We actually spend more than we earned. And that is the first personality. The next one is a saver. Money comes in. The ideal person will not use the money. They are actually just save and save and save. So everything they do is they think so hard and so challenged about money that they save and they really hold tight to money. And then the third personality is someone who's so indifferent about money. They don't care whether money exists or not. Things just come to them. Things just happen for them. And money was no different for them. So if I were to ask you which personality you fall into, a spender, a saver, or someone who has got an indifferent personality that money is not something that is front of mind, what would be your answer?
I'm a spender 100%. And do you know what I've learned is, because I mean, I've been on a journey with my money for years, right? And I've studied money mindset with some of the best known names in money mindset. So you would think by now that I would have it nailed. And yet recently, last month, I decided that I was going to do a 30 days of wealth consciousness experiment with myself, right? Because I was like, I feel like I've had a lot of success having learned these processes and, you know, these things. I feel like I've created a lot of change within that space, but still, it so intrigues me. And so I decided I was going to do this 30 days of wealth consciousness. And something I realized as I was going along was that I'm not comfortable having money just sat there. And because I was doing this 30 days of wealth consciousness, and by the way, anybody that wants to go and follow along with that, I think you can still look at it on my Instagram. I put it as a highlight. I was really terrible at updating it every day, but you guys know me by now. That's the way it is. But you can see the changes. And, you know, it literally did make a difference when I started focusing every day on doing the affirmations. I was doing money meditation every night. I was journaling. I was processing my thoughts. So I wasn't just feeling stuck in my thoughts. If fears came up, I was looking at them and then I was choosing something different that felt better, right? And all of the stuff that I've learned. But I realized halfway through, I managed to manifest more money than I needed, which is unusual for me. I'm one of those people that says, what's that saying? There's not enough months left at the end of my money or something. You know, the money runs out before the month does. And I was very aware. One of the key things that I became aware of having done that experiment was I'm really uncomfortable having money just sat there. And I don't know where that comes from, but it's almost like I could feel myself doing it. I knew money was there. And then I start browsing on Amazon. Like, what do I need? Like, what can I buy? What can I buy? I just have to buy. And then I get into a place of, shit, I've spent all my money. Now there's a bill, right? There's a bill like the next day that I could have just waited to pay. But no, I had to it was like money is like hotcakes and I have to get it out of my hands. 100% a spender.
That's quite all right. I think, you know, it's important that the whole global economy has got spender and saver. But at the end of the day, if we are developing awareness, and from what you have just shared wonderfully, you've challenged yourself to create and deep dive into your own self-consciousness about money, you're already educating yourself step by step, really managing your finances and creating that awareness, how that money energy impacts you. So what we want to actually move towards too is keeping a balance. We need to save money, but we also need to use money as a personal economy so that we can actually transact and exchange, whether it's time, whether it's, you know, books, food, bills, or grocery. There's a couple of other things that you mentioned earlier about journaling, affirmation, and manifesting. And I really want to deep dive into one of them, in particular, journaling about money. I do have a 111 affirmations that you will find in the show notes later on manifesting money and finances, which you can grab that for free. But I want to really educate people on money, because I think a lot of people think that money is not healthy, because a lot of the world concepting that money makes people, you know, in a way, you got to exchange energy for it, you got to work really hard for it. But the higher end, the 80% of the society that has got wealth that is actually attracting money, they cover a very different vortex. They're in a very high different vibration of money. That's where we want to attract, because when you fight for money, then the money is going to be a very, very hard energy to be in. But when we shift that into an energy where money is positive, we are meant to live in abundance. We are meant to attract money. Money loves us, and we nurture money. We have wisdom to really manage money well. That can shift your whole perspective on wealth. And I like to really invite our audience to really think about that, because health and wealth is actually deserving of everyone. We're worthy of that. And that comes from confidence. And to me, confidence is an inside job. The more you're prepared to open yourself up to learn more about money as a form of energy and to manage that wisely to keep a balance, because we still need spender and we need saver, and we need the awareness of money, because the more aware you are about your personal finances, your personal cash flow, and if you're a business owner here and today you're listening, get interested. What I've observed over the years in my banking and finance career and serving tens of thousands of clients is that a lot of business owners aren't interested about money because they don't know numbers. And in this conversation prior to this, you know, Lily and I had a great chat, and we're talking about how, you know, how we're exposed to money and things that have spoken to us that, you know, money don't grow on trees. You're shit with money and you're crap with maths by your teacher. Those things are a lot of words become so imprinted in our subconscious mind that we need to shift that. And earlier, Lily mentioned around shifting that through journaling. So I can't do I can't, do I am, do I have money? I use money for good. I am attracting money. I am attracting financial abundance. I am managing money in the wisest of way. I am expecting money to come from expected and unexpected sources. And welcoming that, because language shifts our world. Language shifts our world. And I like to invite that, even if you do, you know, I'm good enough. I manage my finances wisely. And you say that 7 times for 77 days, you watch the transformation in your money energy.
It really does. It makes such a huge difference. And I think to just broaden this a little bit to anyone who's listening that's just thinking, oh, well, money isn't really relevant to me. This is really a conversation about energy, isn't it? This is just a conversation about energy. It's a conversation about you create your reality through your thoughts. And the thing is, I think money makes people so emotional. They get so angry about it. If they're not lit up by money, that it's unusual to find somebody who doesn't really have an opinion either way. I think you're most likely going to find that people either love it and they think it's great, or they hate it and they think it's evil. And the thing is, you mentioned a little while back, those three archetypes, right? You know, the spender, the saver, and then the person that's just like, well, whatever, I just get my stuff no matter what, and like money is whatever. I think what happens, because it is energy, energy needs to flow, right? There has to be a flow, there has to be open channels so that the energy can move. And what happens with money is people are quite often in duality with it. They absolutely hate it. They think it's evil. They think it's the root of all evil. They think that you're an asshole if you've got it. You know, they think that people with money are unfeeling, uncaring. They think if they get money that they're going to become like that too. And you might not consciously be aware of that, but I can bet your bottom dollar, if you are not experiencing a lot of money right now, the chances are there's a belief in your brain somewhere that's telling you you're going to be an asshole when you got money, right? And at the same time, they love money. They go, oh, but money would allow me to have the trip that I want. Money would let me get the car that I want. Money would let me even find the person that I want. You know, some people give money so much power, and they're in duality. So as much as they love it, they hate it as well. And guess what? That creates stuck energy that can't flow. You're just stuck in this program that just goes round and around and around. And I will tell you, the mistake that a lot of us make, and I'm saying us because I am the first person to say that this has been my mistake, we make the mistake of asking ourselves, how do I feel, right? Do I feel like checking my money today? Do I feel like doing a spreadsheet? Do I feel like tracking my money? Do I feel like looking at where it's going? And the thing is, no, you don't feel like it, because it makes you feel like shit. If you think you've got no money, the last thing you're going to want to do is do a spreadsheet to tell yourself that you've got no money, right? But let me tell you this, and for those of you that have been around for a while, you'll already know what I'm going to say. The year before that, 2019, I decided that January that I was done panicking about money. I was done letting money be the ruler of my life. I hated feeling that I was missing out on my life. I hated feeling that I couldn't create what I wanted. So I seem to like giving myself these challenges. And 2 years ago, I just decided I was going to master my money no matter what. And I was going to share my experience. You guys can still find the Facebook group probably that I set up, because I never did anything with it. It's called Master Your Money in 2019, I think. And I just went in that group every day and I honestly shared how I felt. I honestly shared where I was at. I poured out every little thing that had ever made me feel shit about money, every decision I'd made that was bad, every action I'd taken that was shameful, everything I felt so ashamed of, I put it out there for the world and was like, do you know what? I'm not ashamed anymore. I'm not afraid of it. I'm just done being stuck in this place. And I started to track my money and I did not want to because I couldn't see the point. I was like, but I know how much money I've got. It's zero. In fact, it's minus because I never have money. But I did it because that was what I said I was going to do. And I'll tell you what, the minute I filled out that spreadsheet, luckily I had a very good friend, Emily, that was helping me, and she's the spreadsheet queen. She was like, love, you need a spreadsheet and you're going to do it. When I started to fill out that spreadsheet, I was baffled to see that I was spending, I think it was about £500 a month. I don't know what that translates to in Australian dollars, but it was about £500 a month, was going out of my account on utter shit. Nothing of any real substance. A coffee here, a takeaway there, like parking in town that I didn't really need to do. Like just shitty little things that I didn't have. I was not in control of my money because I was telling myself there was no money to control. When I did that spreadsheet, I found £500 a month that was just that I could have used for anything else if I had only paid attention. And the other thing was, for the longest time, I'd been going, I want to make £2,000 a month. I want to earn £2,000 a month. When I worked out my money, the first month I did it, I think I earned about £700. Then very next month, I brought in £5,000. £5,000. The month after that, I was on track for 10. And then I freaked out and I stopped doing it and was like, oh. And it's weird because then I kind of rode the wave then for about 6 or 7 months, I think it was. I never ran out of money. I managed to shift my energetic minimum. I never had zero in my account. I was always around £500. And then I just went head back in the sand. I was almost afraid of my own success with it. And I completely shut down. It was only then last year that I was like, okay, here we are again. Let's pick ourselves up. And of course, you're never back at square one. I didn't start back at square one. I started back where I was at, which was actually a hell of a long way from square one. So it didn't take long for me to turn it around. And I just quickly have to share this before I let Jocelyn speak again. I did that 30 days of wealth consciousness. Not only did that shift my money experience quickly, yet again, I tracked my money, yet again, more came in, right? Because I let that energy move. I didn't let it stay stuck anymore. But also, more importantly to me, was the consciousness piece. I very deliberately called it 30 days of wealth consciousness. I didn't want 30 days of me just making a bunch of money, because I understand that wealth isn't just money. Wealth is your whole life experience. And what I started to experience when I did that experiment was far more abundance in all areas of life. I was more abundant in my gratitude. I was more abundant in my ideas, my creativity. It bled into everything. And I just have to tell you, you know, I started that, I think it was the middle of December. Not only did we just do Christmas after COVID with money left over in the bank, which was unheard of. That's never happened, right? We had plenty of money for our food. We bought all the gifts. We still had money left over. And towards the end of the month, I realized that my car was going to die. And I was like, I'm going to need to buy a new car. I don't see how that's going to be possible. I don't have enough money for that. I can't get credit. So I couldn't put it on a loan or a card or anything like that. But do you know what? I wasn't afraid. And I just was like, I'm making the decision because I'm trusting myself. This is the confidence, right? I'm trusting myself to make the decision that I am not going to reinsure this car that's no longer safe. I'm not going to MOT it when it comes around. When all of that runs out, I'm going to bin it. It's gone. So if I have to be without a car, I'm going to be without a car. And I was absolutely 100% ready to do that. I started looking at bus timetables, started looking at walking routes for school and all of that. And then guess what happened? Literally last week, a phone call out of nowhere from my mum going, I've decided to give you kids some money. So you're going to get $5,000. I was like, all right, thanks. And yesterday I bought a new car. I have a new car coming, right? Jocelyn is dancing. You guys can't see her. That's the power of shifting your energy. That's the power of no longer being afraid. That is the power of going, do you know what? This story that I've been telling myself around money is utter bollocks. It's not leading to anything good. It's having the balls to say, right, this is what I choose, whatever that looks like. And you already said it, Jocelyn, but you know, the mistake a lot of people make, and especially business owners, is they set that goal. They go, okay, I want to make $5,000, $10,000, $50,000, whatever it is. And then they cut the universe's balls off because they go, it has to come not just through my business, but through this exact program with this exact number of people. If that isn't an alignment for you, it's not going to come that way. You're far better off setting the goal, knowing you're worthy of it, and then sitting back and going, right, how's this going to come? And now I'm going to let Jocelyn speak. Her head's been nodding and nodding and nodding.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. And I just want to pick up on quite a few things. She's got a whole bunch of wisdom there, and we could actually, you know, talk for like hours and hours and days on it. Actually, 30 days. If you want to come on a journey with us, maybe we need to do a podcast for 30 days of money mindsets.
Yes, yes.
Worthy of thinking about that. Number one, with the 30 days consciousness, I'd like to everyone to take, you know, there's no right or wrong day to start that. But if you can actually jump on this wheel of doing for 30 days for your own benefit, because when you do that, it's actually for yourself. Mm-hmm. You are going to increase your own money confidence. And that is life-changing. Nobody can force you to do that. You need to be willing to want to do that. So the step one that you can do to start off with is journaling. Because when you journal and when you put pen to paper, there's a shift in energy between your mind and what you put down on paper. Mm. Then you start to speak on it. So, like I mentioned, speak about it for 7 times, the same phrase, whether it's I'm enough, I'm worthy of financial wealth, I'm financially abundant, for 77 days. 77 days, if you do that, I can guarantee you financial abundance is at your doorstep. You are opening doors of opportunities in every area of your life. And from a practical perspective, I'd like you to think about at any point in time where you feel that, ugh, uneasy, you know, this is not right for me in terms of money energy that Lily has mentioned. I'd like you to write that down, because then that is a money block or a fear of success or a fear of finance or a fear of numbers, whatever it could be.
All of those things.
We're going to shift the language, because language shape your future. Language is where people cast vision, right? Remember Martin Luther King, I have a dream. I have a dream, all he said, and it's forever. If you have a dream and what you say to the universe will back you up, because the universe actually is there to support you, to make you, because you're worthy, you deserve it all. You and I deserve it all. And the more practical side of things, you go, Jocelyn, where do I start if you want me to do this 30 days of wealth consciousness that Lily has done? So Lily has already had talked about it in her previous podcast. So naturally, you can go back to her previous podcast to hear about her journey. From a practical perspective, I like to add to that is pull out a white piece of paper, right? Draw two columns. The left column is all about the money coming in. So whether it's coming in from, you know, your rental property, your income, your wages, your, you know, share portfolio, anywhere, money coming in. On the right-hand side, money going out. So if you can put all that down now, the trick is that a lot of people think that money goes out from your credit card, but subconsciously, do you know how often money goes out in different forms that we are unaware of? It's leaking. Subscriptions that you don't need, that you subscribe, and unconsciously you go, oh, it's coming in. It's reminded me that I've got, you know, all these subscriptions that I've got to pay, or yearly subscriptions that you put down that you're unaware, and you've got to track that. We're in January. Today is January the 14th in Australia. It's still 13 in the UK. Never too late. So if you can start doing that really, really simple exercise. Left-hand side, all the money coming in. And if you can use green for all the money coming in, it's even more prosperous, because green is a prosperous number for finance, right? And red is something that you're aware that you need to take action. Action in a way that's conscious. So if you can do those, and that green minus red, if you can't do that maths, use the calculator. Doesn't matter if you are good in maths. Sometimes we still use calculator. And calculator is at our mobile smartphone, whether you have a Samsung, you have got an iPhone, whatever smartphone you have, you can do that maths. And if you can start doing that practice, you can really see how this year is your financial success year. This year is a year that you are choosing. You make that choice. You choose that choice to really shift your money energy. And I want to see how money shifts, you know, in every area of your life, like how Lily is saying, you know, every area of your life, your personal life, your health, your relationship, your finances, your investments, you're attracting wealth as well. So I really want to really encourage you to do that. What do you think, Lily?
Yeah, I do you know what? And as you were speaking, I thought there are going to be people listening to this already discounting it, because they'll be telling themselves they can't be bothered, or they'll be telling themselves, what's the point? I cannot underline enough that there is a great point to it. You know, like that 77 days that Jocelyn shared, so many people will go, oh, who can be bothered? Well, nobody's saying that you have to do it, but the next time you're telling yourself that you're stuck with no money and there's nothing you could do about it, you can add to that, that that's bollocks and that's bullshit. You're choosing to stay stuck because you are not choosing to do the things that we are telling you are going to work. And I'm being hard on you, because there might come a time where I need to listen back to this myself, because I'm like a recovering, oh, I don't know what title you'd give me, a recovering shit person with money person. Like, I am the queen of having excuses around why I can't track my money. I still find it hard, right? And this is what I'm going back to. I said earlier, the mistake that we make is we wait until we feel ready, or we wait until we feel capable. You're not going to feel like that, because you're so stuck in that story that you're not capable. So you're going to have to decide to take the action anyway, even if you're not capable, right? Even if it turns out that you can't do it. And I think, you know, people, and this is a thing around fear anyway, when people are afraid of anything, whatever it might be, they're quite often stuck in that fear. They don't know that there's a moment beyond that. They forget that there's, like, after you're afraid, then something else happens, right? And so you can have all of your fears around money. You can have all of your fears around whether this stuff works. You can have all of your skepticism and all of your, you know, stories that are going to tell you this is bullshit and it's a load of woo-woo crap or whatever. But at the end of the day, look at your situation. Is that working out for you? Because if it's not, then wouldn't it just be worth trying anyway? And I think that's where it comes down to. It's just worth giving it a go. If you've tried everything else and it hasn't worked, why wouldn't you just give it a go? And that's where we get to, you know?
I love that. I love that. And I sort of want to recap, you know, the three key areas that we talk about today, right? We talk about the money archetypes: spender, saver, and indifferent. You can really find that if you Google that, you might get more information on that. But we'd love to come back to you at some point again this year and to really revisit this topic to see how far you've gone on this journey. The second part is journaling. Journaling, put pen to paper what you are and how you're attracting wealth, and speaking it, because language shapes your future. And when you do that, you're manifesting wealth and attracting wealth in ways you would never imagine. And that can happen because the magic is within you. The magic is within you. And finally, the third point was the practical aspect of doing it. The left side, green, is money coming in. The right side, red, is money going out. Green minus red should have a positive territory. If not, then it is something that you need to take proactive measure. Now, I come from a banking and finance background, and prior to this, I've got a license in financial planning. So I would encourage that you go to a bank to find a financial advisor, or you hire an accountant to seek professional advice, because everyone needs to take that step, because what you do today dictates the future of the next 10, 15, 20, 50 years of your finances. And this is something that will not go away. Money will always be with you, surpassing your death. The reason why I say surpassing your death is because someone needs to execute your estate when you die. And I've done that many a times for my clients. And having dealt with someone who's gone through that, I can tell you money will always outlive you. Therefore, it's important to take a lot of action around educating yourself around money energy. So we look forward to actually come back to you again at some point this year and talk more about.
I would love that.
This is tough love, because at the start of the year, this is some tough love that we are really sharing. We do that with the most loving, kind, caring spirit, because we want you to succeed in life. So that's why we're sharing about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're going to wrap it up now, just for now, but I would absolutely love to have you back. And I'm going to say it here and now, guys, I'm going to share the 30 days of wealth consciousness. I'm going to share with you everything I did. I basically just took the decision that I was going to throw absolutely everything at it, everything I've ever been taught and told that works, whether I thought it would work or not, I did it. So meditations, affirmations, journaling, you know, shifting my thoughts, and so much more. So I'm going to share that with you. If anybody wants to do the 30 days of wealth consciousness, let's set it up as an actual thing. I'm going to put details of that in the show notes, and then we will get Jocelyn back at some point. We'll bump diaries and see when that's going to work. And if anybody listening wants to come onto the show, either live, or you can send me voice notes. You guys know by now, you've got all the links in the show notes there to do that, or you can email me. I want to know what happens to you after 30 days of focusing on this stuff, tracking your money, overcoming that, those thoughts and those fears that are holding you back. And we will definitely revisit this again. Awesome. Jocelyn, thank you so much. This has been amazing. It's just been magic. It's flown by. It feels like we've been here for 5 minutes, and yet it's been almost an hour. To everybody listening, if you join the membership, which is about to change names, by the way, I'm just going to make it simple and call it the Confidence Academy membership. There's going to be a whole bit in there around money. Jocelyn, maybe you'll come in there. Maybe we can do something else in that membership as well. So guys, the links are all in the show notes. You know the drill by now. Go and check that out and definitely let us know. Jocelyn, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me, Lily. It has been a great pleasure speaking with you and your audience, and I look forward to hear from everyone. See you then. Bye for now.
Thank you so much. And guys, remember, confidence is yours, even about money, as soon as you choose it. I'll be back again soon with another episode. Thanks for listening, and I will see you soon.
You've been listening to Lily Badcock on the Confidence Academy podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Please show me some love by subscribing to the show and giving it a rate and review on iTunes. And of course, if you know anyone who needs this show in their life, please share the love and pass it on. If you have an inspiring story that you would like to share on the show, please get in touch using the link in the show notes below. And don't forget, you can come and hang out with me over in the Facebook group, so I look forward to seeing you there. Finally, make sure that you've joined my mailing list so I can shower you with love on the daily and give you a heads up about all of the exciting things that are happening over here in Lilyland. You can join the mailing list by clicking the link in the show notes or visit lilybadcock.com for all of the information. Thank you again for being here. See you again soon. Big love.